Well, last night, Jane tuned in her radio and heard one of those question and answer programs. Also heard the winner receive a $25 prize. Jane announced to Mr. Ace and Marge that she was going to try for it. They got a big laugh out of this, which made Jane all the more determined. This episode is in two scenes. The newspaper office of Neil Williams the next afternoon, and then to the Ace's bungalow later that evening. But first to the newspaper office where we find Neil at work. Listen.
Hello, Neil.
Jane, well, my friend, come in.
You busy?
Oh, nothing more than usual. How are you, Jane? I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Sit down.
Thanks. I just came in to see you about something I wonder if you could do for me.
I hope I can. What's on that massive mind of yours this afternoon?
Well, I'll start from the beginning.
Not a bad idea. And mind if I smoke?
No, thanks. Well, Neil, it all started last night. We were all sitting around the house listening to the radio.
We all. Mm-hmm. That happy little fireside picture includes reading from left to right, I should say, you, Mr. Ace, and my friend Marge, right?
Yes, the three of us.
How about Betty?
Oh, she's working late every night this week.
Oh, yeah, well, what happened?
Nothing. She's just working late.
No, I mean, what happened while you were listening to the radio?
Oh, well, we happened to tune in the radio, and there was the question mark program. You know what it is?
The question mark?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should say it was a program of questions.
That's right. Have you ever heard it?
I don't believe so. I'm not much of a radio fan myself. I listen to fights occasionally.
Well, you should have listened to the one we had last night.
We?
Yes.
I suppose that's you and your devoted husband.
Yes, and Marge, too.
Marge? Did she fight with you?
She certainly did. That was a fight you should have listened to.
Well, I specialize in listening mostly to prize fights, Jane.
Well, this is a prize fight. That's what we were fighting about. About the prize of $25 they give you to get all the questions right on the question mark program.
No, wait a minute. Let me see if I follow this. You were listening to this program, and there's a prize of $25 offered to the person who answers the questions correctly. And that started a fight? I don't get it.
Well, hold your horse. I'm coming to it. Well, I happen to say that I'd like to go up there and try out for that program. You know, try to guess the answers and win the $25. Well, that's when it started.
What started?
The laughing, both of them. And the more they laughed, the madder I got. And the madder I got, the more I decided to prove it to them. And tomorrow night, that's what I'm going to do.
You mean, you're going on this question mark program?
I'll say the world I am, and that's where you come in.
And that's what I was afraid of. Where do I come in?
Well, this is what I thought of. How about you telling me a lot of things?
Telling you? I don't get it.
Well, you know, they ask you a lot of questions, and you have to know the answers. Well, if you could tell me a lot of things, I'd know some answers.
What things?
Oh, anything. Different things.
Well, what's that got to do with the questions they're going to ask you?
Well, maybe they'll be the same thing. don't you start laughing at me, too.
Well, I'm not laughing, but what you're asking me is preposterous.
Oh, don't get me that preposterous.
Well, but it is a little far-fetched.
Oh, don't get me that far-fetched.
It's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Oh, don't get me the needle. Oh, you've got to help me, Neil. What'll they say?
Why don't you just forget about it? They won't mention it anymore.
Oh, yes, they will. They did again this morning. Before Marge went to work, she said she hoped I wasn't serious about last night. And I said I certainly am. And she said if I went up there to that radio studio, I'd die 1,000 deaths. Die? I thought I'd laugh. She's just trying to scare me. Oh, come on, Neil. Tell me a lot of things and I'll memorize them.
Well, Jane, here goes. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line.
The shortest distance between...
And if I were you, I'd take the shortest distance home and forget all about it.
Now, wait a minute now. Not so fast. Take the shortest distance home and forget... Oh, Neil, no.
I don't know where to start, Jane. I can't sit here just telling you a lot of disconnected facts, hoping that they'll ask you one of them. Wait a minute. I might have an idea.
What is it?
How would it be if you got hold of a list of questions they're going to do on that program tomorrow night?
What do you mean?
How would it be if I were able to get hold of a list of questions and the answers? Why, it'd be a cinch, wouldn't it?
Neil, you mean I'll know the questions before I go up there?
If I can get them.
Neil, and the answers to the questions?
Yeah.
Why, Neil.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane.
Get them. Can you get them?
You did for a minute. I thought you were going to have qualms. Now, I'm not saying I can't get them, but I'll soon find out.
Who are you calling?
Just a minute, Jane. Hello? Give me the radio editor, sir.
Who's that?
That's our radio editor, a great pal of mine. He might be able to do something for us about this.
Oh, get him, Neil.
I am. I'm trying. Hello, Frank. Neil. Pretty good. Listen, kid. You want to do a favor for a broken-down rewrite man? No. It won't take a fin to straighten me out. Listen, here's what it is. Do you have any ins with that question mark program on the radio?
Get them, Neil. Get them.
Well, I mean, how well do you know the people that put it on? You do? Fine. Now, look. I'm stuck for a Sunday feature I've got to write. I'd like to do one about this program. The type of people that come up there and the number of questions they miss out on, you know. Yeah. So I'd like to get a copy of one of the scripts they use. You know, the questions they ask and all that. Could you get me one?
And the answers, that's the most important part.
You could, that's fine. Well, I'd like to have the latest one. I think they're running again tomorrow night, right? Well, how about getting that one? Oh, sure, in strictest confidence, yes. Well, you know me. Can you? All right, I'll wait around for it. I'll be in all afternoon. Fine, good boy. I'll let you use my catcher's glove sometime. So long.
Did you get him?
You're in the bag, Jane.
What?
You're in the bag. That means you're a cinch.
Oh, I'm in the bag, huh? Oh, is he going to get him?
He said he would. You heard him.
All right, I'll wait.
Well, I wouldn't wait here if I were you, Jane. It's going to take a couple of hours anyway. Why don't you go on home, and I'll be around here to get the list when they send it over, and I'll send it over to the house.
Oh, you can't send it to the house. I don't want him to know about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about tomorrow morning? I'll send it out to you the first thing in the morning after everybody's going downtown. That'll give you all day to learn it, and then comes evening and the program, and you're...
And I'm in the bag.
Right.
All right, I'll go home now. But I'll be on pins and cushions till I know for sure you got them. How about calling me up?
Okay, I'll call you. It might be late. Nate will be home.
Oh, he won't know who it is. I'll change my voice.
You'll change your voice. You'll probably be sitting right there.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when I call you, let me do the talking. Then they won't know what's up. How's that?
Yeah, that'll be fine. When do you think you'll call?
Well, it'll probably not be before 7 o'clock or so. I'll have to be going out on the story pretty soon. I won't be back till rather late, but I'll call you.
All right. Goodbye, Neil.
What do you mean she's in the kitchen getting instructions to Laura about tomorrow night?
That's what I say. I just heard her in the kitchen telling Laura that dinner's to be half an hour earlier tomorrow night.
You mean she's actually going through with this idea of going on that radio program?
She certainly is. I heard her tell Laura.
I don't believe it. She wouldn't have the nerve.
Well, why not? She was on there once last year, if you remember, for that grocery store.
Oh, yes, Mark, but that was different. I mean, this thing's answering questions. She hasn't the slightest idea of the answers, Sandy.
Don't tell me. I tried my best this morning to this later.
Or she'll back out at the last minute.
I don't know. She certainly seemed determined this morning, and you should hear her in the kitchen there explaining it to Laura.
Well, at her funeral, this is just what she needs, something to teach her to stay where she belongs. Wait till she gets up there and flops all over the place.
I won't miss that program. I have to lay off work to make sure I'm here.
Well, what time is this program tomorrow? It's in the evening, isn't it?
I think it's 7:30 or 8. I'll look it up, don't worry.
I can just picture the look on her face when they pop that first question at her.
She seems to think it's just a matter of guessing the answers.
Yeah, guessing. Just let her try to guess some of the answers.
Was that the telephone?
I
thought I heard the telephone. Was there a call for me, Mark?
No, Jane. Well, are you expecting one?
Expecting one? Me? No. Who would I get a call from? I'm not expecting one. I just thought I'd...
I hear dinner's half hour earlier tomorrow night, Jane.
Yes, and be here on time, dear. I've got a lot of things to do tomorrow night.
Oh, what?
You know what? Don't start that now.
Oh, yeah, that radio program. Going to answer a lot of questions, I hear.
Not only answer the questions, but get the $25 to boo.
Taboo?
All right, go on laughing. You'll see.
Yes, we'll see. You're going to do very well.
Listen, I'm going to get the sack.
The sack? I'll say you are.
I'm a cinch.
Oh, sure, you're a... How would you pronounce T.O. if they asked you up there?
T.O.
Good.
Surprised you, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. How would you pronounce T-double-O?
T-double-O-2.
Fine. And how would you pronounce T-W-O?
T-W-O-2.
Right. Now, how would you pronounce the second day of the week?
Tuesday.
No, Jane, it's pronounced Monday.
Monday?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get the sack, all right.
Well, that's no fair. You made me think of all those twos first, and then I thought of Tuesday. No fair.
Oh, now, you're not going to start those arguments on that program, I hope.
Well, I won't have to. They don't ask any silly questions like that. Oh,
they're going to be much tougher than that, Jane.
Well, I don't care. You just wait and see.
I'll tell you what I'll do with you. I'll make you a sociable little bet, Jane.
A bet?
Yes. If you come home with that $25 prize, I'll give you another $25 to go with it.
You will?
But if you don't win it, I cut your allowance in half for this coming week, and you've got to get along as best you can on half.
Oh.
Oh, you don't like the bet?
Oh, I like that part about giving me another $25.
Oh, sure, you like that. Well, if you're so sure of winning, why are you hesitating about letting me cut your allowance in half?
Don't do it, Jane.
Oh, the telephone. Excuse me, dear.
Oh, certainly, Jane.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, tomorrow morning. Goodbye.
Who was that, Jane?
Oh, hello, and a pound of butter. Goodbye. It was the grocer. Now, about that bet, dear, do you still mean it?
I certainly do. Is it a bet?
It's major.
All right, I'll bet you. It's just like pouring teeth from a baby, but I'll bet you.
Okay, shake.
What?
Shake hands on the bet.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Jane. Glad to see you. How have you been?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, Mr. Ace doesn't know it, but there's one bet he doesn't stand a chance to win. Or does he? We'll learn more about that when we hear Jane on the program when next we hear the Easy Aces.